It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Bills beat reporter Sal Capaccio is joining us on the Trocar College live line. Sal's appearance brought to you by Batavia Downs. All right, Sal, we are at the morning after a win. It could have felt a lot different, very easily too, looking at the game last night. Had the Bills lost and been in a much worse position this morning. But here we are, waking up top of the AFC East with a good cushion between them and everybody else in the division.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, this game could have gone either way, like you said. The Bills had firm control. They were up 20-10 until the very final play of the first half. A Hail Mary by the Jets completed for a touchdown. Makes it 20-17, and then the Jets come out and they tie it up. The Bills had missed a couple of kicks, an extra point, and a field goal, and they really just the Jets had every opportunity to take the lead. They couldn't do it. They missed two kicks of their own, and then the Bills did enough at the end to hold on. I mean, the story of this game also was just penalties all over the place, right? 22 accepted penalties, 11 on each side, and that's not counting the ones that weren't accepted or offsetting. A lot to clean up on the Bills' side, but you'll absolutely take it. A 4-2 overall record, the next closest team in the division, 2-4, and they've already beaten them, the New York Jets.
It's a pretty good feeling to be sitting here in the standings where you are right now. I want to stick with that Hail Mary play, which I know we won. We don't want to dwell on it, but like, how does that happen, Sal? I know Aaron Rodgers is great at him, but man.
Well, I mean, you need a quarterback that's great at throwing a ball to get it, but honestly, it's just somebody making a play, right? You have to knock it down. I don't think a lot's going to be made today about schematics and things they did or didn't do. They only rushed two guys. I mean, they were guarding the sidelines for not having a first down and then a field goal attempt. But how it happens is someone just makes a play. You got to knock the ball down. They didn't. Allen Lazard caught it.
Missed kicks on both sides of the ball for the Bills and the Jets. For the Jets, really cost them the game in the end, or at least it might have. You don't know how the game goes on after one of those is made, but I mean, pretty costly for New York. Was it windy down there? I know they were talking about that pregame. What were the conditions, and what did you see there on some of those missed kicks?
Yeah, it was very windy, mostly to start the game. It died down a little bit as the game went on, and then right around maybe the start of the fourth quarter, it picked up again a little bit. Yeah, it was tough. I was watching pregame warmups really intently with the kickers, and it's really interesting, Brian. The kickers were missing to that side, which is, okay, so from the Bills sideline to the Jets sideline, like a crosswind, where you saw Tyler Bass's tipped extra point and miss, and then you saw his missed field goal, and then you saw the Jets' first missed field goal off the upright. They all pushed to the same way on the field, going from Bills side to Jets side. That's where the wind was going. And then obviously Zuerlein went the other way, kind of overcorrected. He hit, I mean, two uprights, the exact same upright on two separate kicks in the different side of the field. Kind of like really insane to think about the odds of doing that. Yes, the Jets left 6 points on the board. The Bills also left 4 points on the board. So there were a lot of, every team, both teams, if you're doing this show right now here in Buffalo, or I'm going to be doing a WGR today, or if you're on WFAN in New York or Odyssey sister station, I think you're looking at it from both perspectives, which is, man, it was right there for the taking for the Bills to just control the game, or for the Jets to win it if you're looking at it from their perspective.
Man, Ray Davis, Sal, who through the first handful of games this season was he was okay, but didn't necessarily jump off the page. He's thrust into a bigger role with James Cook out, and he delivered.
Yeah, Ray Davis had an excellent game. He ran for 97 yards on the ground total, contributed another 55 through the air as a receiver. He was just really dynamic. excellent all night long, averaged 4.9 yards per carry. You know, the first drive of the game for the Bills started with Ty Johnson. He started the game, actually, and Ty had a really nice run to set the tone, a 12-yard run to start the game. And then after that, the Bills were just very physical, and it was a lot of Ray Davis running. And, you know, it's so great to see young running backs, and it's a great kind of learning tool for anybody who is a running back out there who's young and plays football. Always fall forward. Brian, how many times did Ray Davis get tackled? He wasn't falling forward. He was literally running over people, falling forward, getting an extra yard here, an extra yard there. Those hidden yards matter. And it really set up the Bills to not have to play, you know, third and long all night long. And, you know, that showed up. They were better on third down. Not great. 45.5%, 5 for 11, but that's better than what they have been the last couple of weeks, and that's because of guys like Ray Davis making sure they get those hidden yards, but he was terrific running the ball all night long.
Yeah, he was very good. On the other side of the ball, Rapp, I mean, it was kind of like a coming out party for him. He's been injured. We saw him with the that Guardian cap. Is that the first Bills player to wear that in a game?
Yeah, listen, remember... I don't know how, if you remember, do you remember Mark Kelso wearing that back 30 years ago?
I remember with photos, the big Kelso helmet.
Okay. I mean, he was 30 years ahead of his time. He was, people made fun of him. They called him the Great Kazoo after the cartoon character because he looked different and weird compared to everybody wearing that huge helmet that he had, that extra shell. But now here we are, and now it's more acceptable, and it's allowed, and they encourage it. Taylor Rapp had a concussion, so he wore the Guardian cap. I think he's the first Bills player to wear it in a game since it became, you know, a thing the last few years. I'm not totally positive on that, but I'm pretty sure. I asked him after the game about it. He said, yeah, he was used to it because he wore it all week in practice. And listen, he made a couple of big hits, and there were a couple of times where he thought, okay, is he going to be okay? He dislodged the ball from a couple of receivers. Once was Garrett Wilson in the end zone, and Garrett Wilson was down. Then later on from the tight end on like the final drive for the Jets before the interception by Taron Johnson, he was terrific. Three pass defense, pass breakups credited for Taylor Rapp. He was excellent all night long. And then, you know, he returns, and so does Taron Johnson. And Taron Johnson is the game-sealing interception. What an athletic play that was. And what's interesting is both those players, Taylor Rapp and Taron Johnson, tied for the team lead with 8 total tackles last night.
Hey, and that Taron Johnson pick, you said what a play that was, Sal. I mean, that's a play you look at and you go, yeah, there's no way I could ever play this game. That's just something my body cannot do, don't think it would ever do. Hey, you know, looking at the week ahead, you had some big plays here from Mac Hollins catching that touchdown. A Dawson Knox touchdown was nice to see. Curtis Samuel had a big reception. Does the noise around the Bills' group of pass catchers quiet down at all, do you think, heading into Tennessee?
I think it does a little bit because they won the game and because there was a little bit more productivity from them. However, I will say I still think you need more. Doing the numbers last night, they were targeted 12 times. They caught 9 balls, receivers. But no wide receiver caught more than 4 passes last night. You still need more production out of that group. I agree, yes. I will say, to answer your question, I think the noise will calm down a little bit because they won and they did just enough to help out. But I think you need more as the season goes on from that group. And that's where I'm interested over what happens over the next few weeks. And, you know, remember, now Khalil Shakir was banged up, and he didn't really play as much last night. He played, but, you know, obviously he was on some sort of pitch count because he wasn't on the field. I think it was less than 40% of the time. But I think going forward, it's still an area where they're going to have to figure out what they could do to get more out of that group.
Well, hopefully he's a little more healthy for next week. Bills and Titans, 1 o'clock home Sunday game. I'm looking forward to that, and I know you are too, Sal.
Yeah, 66 degrees and sunny so far right now, it's looking like. That'll be nice.
Going to be nice on Sunday. Sal, thank you. Great to talk with you as always. Sal Capaccio joining us, talking about the Bills game. He was down the sidelines last night. It's brought to you by Batavia Downs Gaming. We don't just want you to like coming here. We want you to love coming here. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network. Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.